Hey guys, Liam Duggan here, captain of the 4WD podcast. We're driven by the Shelter Brewing Co. and are a part of Backchat Studios. You can support us on Patreon, where you can get bonus content and episodes before everybody else. Head to patreon.com/the4WD podcast.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
But the MaxTrax Interflate is the on-the-radar product that we're covering today. And Ronnie, you are basically going to take over and give us the pros and cons of this. And you've got it with you, which is awesome.
Well, I saw it on a run sheet. And, well, I'd never read run sheet, actually. I was talking to Traden and he told me about it. And I was like, oh, do you want to bring one in?
I saw it on the run sheet.
Yeah, yeah. Laptop.
Yeah, that was a lie, wasn't it?
And you can't use a phone, obviously, because you couldn't park.
Trying to get away with it.
Yeah, that's it. I tried to, but it didn't work. I'm a terrible liar. So, I'm full of dust now. So, it's well used, this one, boys. Now, one thing I want to point out straight away is the bag that you actually get with this product, I fit the other hose in my compressor.
Yep.
So that fits in here.
Does that always come standard with the Interflate?
No, no. So this is my ARB hose.
Oh, sorry, the bag.
The bag does. It comes with this.
Righto.
So they actually have two versions. One is the analog. I'll get to why there's so many hoses in a sec. One's the analog, my preferred. They have a digital one as well, which lights up.
Yep.
Really cool.
That would be my preferred.
Okay, but if it runs out of battery, what are you going to do?
Replace the battery.
Good question.
Okay, what if you don't have batteries with you?
All right, well, it's got there.
Inconvenient time, right? So, yeah. Analog. I prefer analog.
Good. Yeah, that's fair.
Two hoses. All right. Why is there two hoses? Well, we can put one on either front tire or either rear tire. I wouldn't put them on the same side because generally speaking, most people should have different pressure front and rear. And what you do is release the air and stop, and you're doing two tires at a time. And the pressure is fairly equal. It might vary 1 to 2 PSI if you parked on an angle maybe, but generally speaking, it's pretty even.
Oh. Yeah, it's got a dump valve mechanic that's meant to like equalize the pressure. I don't think any other tire gauge has that, but
it catches up.
Allegedly something like that. Yeah, so it's like a dump valve and then it basically equalizes both pressures between the tires. So it's meant to be fairly accurate.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you'll notice on that there should be.
I didn't notice that. I didn't know about that, but that's cool. So the thing is, I thought it was just because it'll have equal pressure each side, so it'll just work it out eventually. So I just leave it a bit longer if I'm a bit worried. If I'm parked on a real big angle, I just leave it for a while.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with like if you're just pumping air into both tires, if one's slightly higher than the other, one is going to go higher than the other. So you need a dump valve thing to be able to equalize both tires so you're not getting air into both, I would assume. Right.
Okay, physics. Yeah. Physics.
Well,
but the additional cool thing to this, you can pump it up as well. So it's an in deflate, so in and out.
Yeah.
In which case you would then shut this off so the air doesn't leak out, and in there you do two tires at once. It's no faster than anything else, but it's just more convenient.
Yeah.
And you're getting equal pressure. So you're checking, well, it's kind of faster in a way because you're checking two at the same time.
Two hits at it, but it's a bit of a no-brainer for me. Like I'd seen them before but didn't know that – I didn't really know about them a whole lot. It's just like you're just used to your standard deflators and all the rest of it. But this is it's a pretty cool concept.
It is a really cool concept. Now, my second preferred way of airing down would be like the rapid deflators.
Yeah.
But the reason why I stopped using those after a while was every time you pull that valve core out, because what it does is you unscrew the valve core and it pops up into the mechanism and you let the air out. Each time you do that and you got mud and sand, it gets in between that seal and then you start having leaky valves.
Yeah.
So that's, I've just stuck to that thing there. Yeah. It's awesome.
I think it, I just burped in the mic.
So she's getting, getting up there.
I just had the salmon sushi there. Beautiful. 3 meter hoses.
I didn't even know they were 3 meters.
Yeah, 3 meter hoses. I'm telling you, yeah. I think that's correct, yeah.
I'm telling you, mate.
They don't look 3 meters, but I suppose. Oh, yeah. No, that'd be. That's definitely reaching me, and we're starting. Two. We're probably.
Oh, yeah. We're about three.
Three.
Yeah.
The two tyre version, which is what you've currently got there, Ronnie, is $199. Go up to the four. There's a four tyre version too, which is $299. And I think this one can be a pretty quick summation. It's a big yes from me. Obviously, a yes from Ronnie.
It's just get one.
Yeah.
But I would prefer to. I wouldn't go to four valve.
Yep.
The four hose for me is a no. You trip over, I reckon.
Yeah, there's a bit of stuff going on there, actually. You're half your time already using this, so it's pretty good.
And just an additional thing. So anyone who gets one, because when you roll it up, grab both these at the same time. When you get it, they'll be individually wrapped. Just grab both these at the same time and then roll it up like that. It's quicker. You're going to deal with a tangle at some stage anyway, and it doesn't get tangled like rope because it's hose. So it's good.
I'm in the market.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.